The Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph says, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, ask Moshe Rabbeinu, Hogan Alecha Betzalel. Is Betzalel the right man to build the Mishkan? Amalei, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabbeinu Shleilem, Im Lefnecha Hogan. If you find him appropriate, Lefanei LeKol Shekein, I certainly will agree. Amalei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Af became still lech emolahem. Go discuss this with Klal Yisrael. Holach v'amolahem liYisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu now goes to speak to Klal Yisrael, and he says to them, "Hogan aleichem Betzalel. Is Betzalel? Do you believe that Betzalel is the right person?" Amalai, and they amalai. So they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Im lefanei Kadosh Baruch Hu lefanecha Hogan lefaneinu lekoshkein. If you and Kadosh Baruch Hu find them." Appropriate. How could we disagree? So explains Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky that the most important feature that a man of Yisrael, that a leader of Klal Yisrael has to have, is Yerosai Kaidemus LaChachmosai, the level of his Yiras Shemayim. And he explains that we have only the ability to see what is in front of us. We see a person. We believe he's a Yerushimayim, but we cannot know that for certain that he's that type of person. But they said, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im lefanecha hogen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yira lelevav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to see what's doing in our hearts. You know what Betzal is really, who Betzal really is. So if you find him fitting to be the leader, certainly, I, says Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who only can see externally, should not be the one making this decision. And that's what Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu. If you, the great Moshe Rabbeinu, find him fitting, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who could see, who knows who he truly is, find him fitting, we certainly know, we certainly will accept his leadership. Because as the Gemara also says in Masechta Brachos Daf Vav Amud Beis, Kol Shirasoi Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Yerushimayim, anybody who has real Yerushimayim, Dvarav Nishmayim, he is the person appropriate to lead Klal Yisrael for what he says will happen. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw in Betzalel, and Moshe Rabbeinu and the rest of Klal Yisrael saw that, certainly agreed that that is the one who should build the Mishkan. But the question is, how did Betzal get to that point, that he should have this level of Yerushimayim, that he should be the right man for this job? So the Pasuk says, V'yomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Ru korab Hashem b'shem Betzal ben Uri ben Chor l'mate Yehuda. And Rashi explains, Chor b'nei shal Miriam haya. Chor was the son of Miriam. What is Rashi trying to say? So the Sifsa Chum explains that the Pasuk, what is the Pasuk if it mentions that Betzalel was from Shevet Yehuda? So of course to mention his name is understandable. And of course to mention his father's name is understandable. But if we're going to mention his Yichus, why does the Pasuk focus just Ben Uri Ben Chor on his grandfather Chor and no one else? So the Sefer Tveres Tzvi explains. The Pasuk says, V'yar Aaron, Aaron saw in Parashas Kisisa what's happening with Klal Yisrael when they made the Egel and what their intentions are. And he says, V'yoyim ha'chag l'shem mocher. And Rashi says, Dvorim harbe ro Aaron. Aaron saw many things. Ro chor ben achoysoi, shoyim echicham. He saw a chor, who was his nephew, the son of Miriam, that was telling Klal Yisrael, you're not acting as you should be acting for Echicham, and he told them so, and they killed him. What happened here was, Chor was a person that was Maisa Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. And we know, the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Amud Aleph teaches us, Haruge Malchus, someone who's ready to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ain Adam Yochalam Michitzoson, their level of Kedusha is greater than anyone else. Says the Pasuk, Ru. We have to pay attention. What's the word Ru? The Pasuk is trying to teach us, Ru. Try to think, why from everyone in Klal Yisrael, everyone from Klal Yisrael, why was it Betzalel who was chosen for this special position? Because he's Ben Zalo, Ben Uri, Ben Chor. He's the grandson of Chor. And somebody who is the grandson of Chor is the most, is the person should that be appointed for leadership, because he has in him this level of Yira Shemayim. And the Meir Mashgiach, Rabbi Yeruchim Zatzal, would explain, the Pasuk says, V'yikach Kairach ben Yitzhak ben Kahos ben Levi. The Yaakovinu, as the Pasuk says, Yaakovinu asked that his name should not be mentioned by Kairach. And there's an obvious question. If his name is mentioned or not mentioned, does that change anything? The reality is that Kairach was a descendant of Yaakov Avinu. So if his name, if Yaakov Avinu's name is not mentioned, so he does, he's no longer a descendant. The answer is that Yaakov Avinu was saying, I want to make sure that I don't have anything in me that would cause that from my descendants there should be a Kairach. The way we behave, the way we act, the way we live has a direct impression on who our descendants will be. And Yaakov Avinu wasn't davening for his covet. And Yaakov Avinu was not being mispalel that Kairach shouldn't do the Aveira. Yaakov was, Avinu was mispalel that he should be pure and that nothing that Kairach showed should chas v'shalom be a result of Yaakov Avinu. And he said, of course we can't say and we may not say that Kairach's forefathers were Rishoim. Who were his forefathers? Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kahos, Ben Levi. But there might have been a slight inkling of what Kairach represents. And because there was a slight inkling of what Kairach represents, it influenced what Kairach ultimately would be. That slightest behavior has such a profound influence. As we find later in the parasha, the Torah says, "V'nasim havius evnei shoyim," and Rashi says, "Omrav nosim maro nasim lasnade b'chanukas hamizbeach b'tchila." Why, when the mizbeach was inaugurated, do we find that the nasim were the first people that donated? U'b'malachas hamishkan, when the mishkan was being built, loisnade b'tchila, they weren't the first. Ella. Kach Amr Nassim, what the Nassim said was, Yisnavnu Tzibur Mashin Esvadim, let the Tzibur donate whatever, U'mashim Echasrim Anu Mashlim Esai, whatever will be missing, we'll make up. Kivash Yishlim Esatzibur Zakol, once the community brought everything that was necessary, Shunem Malacha Hoysudayim, there was more than enough, Amr Nassim Ma'aleinu Lassus, and the Nassim said, what's left for us? Havir Esav Neshoyim, as the Pasuk says, they donated their Neshoyim. So in order not to make that mistake again, says Rashi, L'keach hisnadvu b'chanukas ha-mizbeach t'chilo, they were the first to donate by the chanukas ha-mizbeach, u'fish nis'atzlum t'chilo, and because they had this laziness in them, when we look at the Pasuk v'nesim in our Pasha, it's spelled without the Yud. Nechsra ois mishmam, a letter is missing from their name, v'nasiim ksiv. So Chaim Shmulevitz points out, he says, how does Rashi take such a tough stand against the nasiim? The nasiim did have the purest of intentions, that they were ready to donate whatever was missing. Moreover, they did donate the Avnei Shoyam. So why do we find that the Torah, as Rashi is explaining, is so tough for them? Says Rav Chaim, Lefish Nisatzlu. Yes, the Nassim said incredibly important things. Their intention was very great, and what they did was great. And their donation was great. But there was a slight piece of laziness there. Lefi Shnas Atzlu. They should have also thought, maybe this represents that we're trying to delay, that we're not being, that not, we're not representing the Zrizis that a Nasi is supposed to represent. And that slight Atzlus, which is so minor and so insignificant, has Hashpah, has an influence. And the Torah teaches us that that influence remains forever. How does the Torah teach us that that influence remains forever? Because the Torah spells the Nesim. The Torah spells the Nesim without a Yud. And the Pasuk continues. And the Pasuk says, V'yikr Moshe b'tzal v'aliliyov, v'kol ish chacham leiv, asher nosan Hashem chochma b'liboy, kol asher nosan libo l'karva al-melocha l'asas oisoy. So, as the Chafetz Chaim, the Pasuk says, El Betzalel, and then the El Aliyah with the Vav, the El Kol Ish Chacham Leiv, and then the Pasuk says, Asher Noson Hashem Chochma Belibay. So, ask the Chafetz Chaim, if the Pasuk keeps on using the Vav to represent that each group that's mentioned in this Pasuk represents a separate group, so ask the Chafetz Chaim, in a Sefer Torah Sabayis, that the Pasuk should have said, V'kol v'ashenosan Hashem chachma b'libay. Explains the Chafetz Chaim. There were great people that are mentioned in this Pasuk, Betzalel and Leov, Ish Chacham Leiv. But all of these people, with all of their great talent, with all of their great abilities, what's the first thing that's needed is ashenosan Hashem chachma b'libay. Chachma b'libay means that he has the wisdom and he has the ability and he has the necessary requirement. The necessary requirement is that you should be Nosar Libay to make a difference and to think, how will I make a difference? And to think that the way I'm going to make a difference is in every way I can. And without that machshava, without that pure intention, if mixed into that is something which is not 100% pure, then you can't be the builder of the Mishkan. And you can't be the leader of Klal Yisrael. And then you can't expect to have generations come from you who will be great people. Because Asher Nosar Libay, what's required is that total devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his mitzvahs. That's how we can be successful, and that's the way we could establish families who will be Ovdei Hashem and Yirei Shamayim.